Hello. Hello, Johnny.
Hello.
Hello,
Hello.
Johnny. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Johnny, the expert just asked me to call you regarding the issue. Hello.
Okay.
Yes, basically
Hello.
your portal is stuck and it's not letting the expert in due to some IP breach. He must have explained it to you regarding everything.
Yes.
Yes, so basically to prevent this issue, we need to buy the paid VPN, which will be avoid and for the secure IP configuration. We need to implement this VPN so that we can complete the remaining work.
Yeah, well, like I told her, I don't have any more money. I could barely afford to do what I did. And when we started this process, it was one amount for this and one amount for that. And I don't have that kind of money.
Sorry,
So if
we
y'all
never
can't.
asked you for something extra or something. We agreed on this amount and you paid the amount in two installments as per your feasibility, and we were just completing your work. This you cannot just say that we are asking for this amount or that amount. We were just smoothly completing your work. It's your portal that's happening this issue. We are not the one arising this issue. Can you
I
understand my
understand.
point? Yes.
I understand that. I'm just saying I don't have it. She's telling me that it would cost more
Okay,
money for
we
you.
can we can discuss that. Basically, this amount is refundable as the expert must have explained it to you. This amount would be refunded back to you within 3-4 days. Basically, they
I understand all that. I just don't have any more money to spend.
Okay,
So
so what do we do now?
if it's a roadblock that y'all can't get around, I told her just refund my last $200 payment, and I'll have to figure out the rest on my own.
Basically, go ahead.
I'm just saying I don't have any more to spend. So
Okay.
if y'all can't complete it with what I've already paid, then I would just like my 200 last payment that I just paid the other day refunded back to
Basically,
me, and I'll
Johnny,
have to
it's
spend it to
not
myself.
us. It's not in our hand that we are not going to complete it or not. It's just that we are stuck in the middle of the work right now. We need to fix this. At this point, if you are going to hire someone else, this portal issue will arise again and again because
No,
there's.
I don't plan on hiring anybody else. I would have to do this myself. I cannot
Okay.
pay any more money to fix the problem. So if there's not a solution that y'all have for what I've already paid, then I would
Okay.
just like my last payment refunded, and I will have to do it the rest myself. I can't pay you any more money.
Okay, I got your point. Since you are my customer since so many days, so I would love to give you some options that how about this, that we are going to bear the 50% of amount, or you pay the 50% of the amount, then we are going to refund after deducting the service charges.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Basically, I'm saying that we are going to bear the 50% of the amount, and you are going to pay us 50% of the amount, and the 50% of the amount will be refunded back to you after deduction of service charges, which is $100.
So how much more are you asking me for?
Basically, I'm asking you to pay $400, which will be refunded back to you
And
after
I
3 days.
can't do that. I've already told you I don't have any more money to give. I could barely afford to do the 400 that I gave you. I don't
Okay.
have any more money. That's the bottom line. I have no more money to give you for this. So if
Okay.
y'all can't, She told me she had one solution that didn't mention any money. Then she told me the other solution that she mentioned money. If you can't fix it or do the work for the $400, then I just want my last payment of the $200 sent back to me, and I will have to do it on my own. I don't have any more money to give you. I don't. I could barely afford to do this $400. Y'all were referred to me by a friend that used y'all in the past. I've never even used a service like this. But a friend of mine that used y'all for some stuff referred you to me, and I decided to give it a chance.
So as you are saying, someone referred you to us, like, so definitely they had, like, good experience with us. That's why they referred. And you are, like, giving us, like, comments like we are shady, we are here to scam or something. Like you are not paying us this money. You're paying the VPN company.
I said that because everything's been by text message. You understand my position. This is the first phone call I've had with somebody.
Yes, because you always call me in the, like, early in the morning, and I started my shift, like, in the noon, and I just missed your call because I was sleeping.
I don't know that. I don't know you. You don't know me. So, you know, most businesses are open at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, then they close in the evening time. So, I'm not trying to sound derogatory and insult you. I'm just trying to explain to you that I don't know who you are. You don't know who I am. So it's all been through text messages.
Yes, that is correct. That's my mistake.
So that's why I made the
remark. I should have called you to explain the process earlier, so that it didn't give you the impression of some shady business or something.
Okay, so what is the bottom line solution here? Because I don't have any more money to pay. I can't pay y'all any more money. I don't have it.
Okay, let me talk to my manager about it so that, like, I can get back to you, like, within 15 minutes or something.
Do I know?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. What did you say?
Yes, I'm saying that I'll get back to you in 15 minutes after discussing this matter with my manager, and let's see what he's saying about this issue. Then I can proceed with the process, okay?
All right, so what are you saying about 15 minutes? You're going to call me back or something?
Yes, I'm going to call you back.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.